T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning. A light rain falling in Wichita and 45 degrees. Many Kansas County's websites may be at risk as they lack basic protocols that make it easier for hackers to impersonate websites.
Out of 105 counties, only 8 of them have websites ending in .gov, a domain extension only government officials can control, and 60 counties' URLs start with HTTP rather than the more secure HTTPS. Security concerns have become more prominent as local governments have become frequent targets in ransomware, where hackers hold data hostage in exchange for money. According to KCUR-FM, experts say it could be a serious concern for smaller governments during a time of increasing cyber attacks. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Authorities say a small fire in a cooler inside Kansas State University's Bill Snyder Family Stadium caused an estimated $10,000 in damage to food that was being stored there. Capital Journal reports that fire broke out Friday evening. It was quickly contained. No injuries. The Manhattan Fire Department says the cause is under investigation.
President Trump begins his week in India, but he will conclude his week with a campaign rally in the
President
U.S.
Trump will host a Keep America Great rally on Friday in North Charleston, South Carolina. The rally comes the day before voters head to the polls for South Carolina's first-in-the-South Democratic presidential primary. The president beat Hillary Clinton by 14 percentage points in South Carolina in 2016, winning the state's 9 electoral votes. The Palmetto State will in all likelihood be Trump country once again in November. The president's campaign aiming to keep his base energized with this upcoming campaign rally. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Authorities say a man was struck and killed by a Mardi Gras float during a parade in New Orleans, the second death in days involving a parade float. Did cast a pall over the carnival festivities. Police say that death occurred on Saturday night, and after that, the rest of that parade was canceled.
Political consultant and President Trump supporter Roger Stone has lost another legal battle.
Federal trial judge Amy Berman Jackson is denying his lawyer's motion to recuse herself from the case prior to ruling on another motion for a new trial. Stone has accused Jackson of bias. She sentenced him to 40 months in prison last week. The defense says Stone's conviction was tainted because it turns out the jury forewoman ran for Congress as a Democrat and has expressed anti-Trump views. Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. President Trump has blasted the prosecution of Stone and says there's a good chance he'll be exonerated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
What have gasoline prices done in the United States during the last couple of weeks?
Trilby Lumberg, publisher of the Lumberg Survey, which tracks gas prices, says things have remained status quo.
Gasoline prices did not change on average in the past 2 weeks. The regular grade average nationally is $2.53. It's within 0.2 of a penny. Of what it was back on February 7.
Lundberg says prices will be going up soon as daylight saving time commences and people spend more time in their cars during the longer days. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Light to moderate rain will continue to spin around an area of low pressure that's moving through, and that will continue to bring some wet weather on the drive to work. Today's high near 50 with gusty north winds, a mix of rain and some snow later on after midnight, our low 32, and then light showers again on Tuesday with a high in the low 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light rain. We've got a north wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 45 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35 here on this Monday morning. And time for entertainment news alert with Ted Woodward. Ted?
We'll take a look at a court appearance in Chicago today for actor Jussie Smollett following new charges in last year's alleged hate crimes.
A Cook County grand jury indicted Jussie Smollett on 6 felony counts for lying to police that he was beat up last year by racist and homophobic supporters of President Trump. The new charges come after a special prosecutor was hired to look into the Cook County prosecutor's office, controversially dropping all charges against the actor in a case where police cite overwhelming evidence. The city is also suing Smollett for investigative costs, and Smollett, who maintains,
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one,
is countersuing the city. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Deliberations in media mogul Harvey Weinstein's sexual abuse case will continue into this week. Jurors did have a decision on some of the charges.
The jury saying that they could not reach a unanimous decision on predatory sexual assault charges, the most serious against Weinstein, punishable by a sentence of up to life in prison. In order for the jury to find Weinstein guilty on predatory assault, prosecutors had to prove that Weinstein committed not only the sexual crimes he's charged with, but that he had also committed a prior sex crime. The jury did come to a unanimous decision on 3 counts, including a criminal sexual act charge and 2 rape charges stemming from accusations that Weinstein forced production assistant Mimi Halei to perform oral sex on him in 2006 and that he raped actress Jessica Mann in a New York hotel room in 2013.
Weinstein maintaining that all these sexual acts were consensual. An actress follows White House hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren's lead, bashing Bloomberg.
Actress Cynthia Nixon slams presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg, saying Democrats shouldn't settle. The Sex and the City star and former New York gubernatorial candidate campaigning for Bernie Sanders. In an essay for NBC News, she criticizes the president, billionaires in politics, and Bloomberg for alleged offensive comments towards women, calling the former New York City mayor's remarks misogynistic. She adds, Democrats need to stop worrying about finding a centrist candidate who checks all the boxes or seems the most traditionally electable, calling Sanders a unity candidate with the best chance of defeating President Trump. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right, let's see how things wrapped up at the box office at the movies this weekend.
Fox on film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. A tug of war at the weekend box office with the Hedgehog muscling his way to the top.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package.
Sonic the Hedgehog grabbing just over $26 million to edge out Harrison Ford and a digital dog.
He'd been spoiled.
Out! Come on, Buck!
And he'd suffered.
Come on!
But he could not be broken.
The Call of the Wild taking in $24.8 million. Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, a distant third, followed by a new horror flick.
I understand that some of Jude's behaviors would be upsetting, but I urge you to find a place where he feels safe. I think it will be good for him. Good for all of us.
Brahms, The Boy 2, with an under $6 million opening. That's Fox on Film.
The NAACP Image Awards were handed out.
Actor Michael B. Jordan won the award for Most Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture for his role in the film Just Mercy.
This project is a lot bigger than myself. It's not about me. It's about every person that's wrongfully convicted, that's sitting in a jail cell right now, who's been wrongfully accused, who's been unfairly sentenced.
The NAACP Image Awards aired on the BET Network. Just Mercy also won the awards for Outstanding Motion Picture, and Jamie Foxx winning Outstanding Supporting Actor. Lizzo was named Entertainer of the Year. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
It's official. They're all coming back.
They had been dancing around the subject for a while now, but it's finally official.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Friends is getting a reunion special. HBO Max and the cast confirming that the soon-to-be-released streaming service will play host to all six actors for an unscripted reunion special, returning them to the original soundstage where the sitcom was recorded, Stage 24 at the Warner Brothers lot in Burbank, California. Each of the actors reportedly making between $2 and $4 million for the one-off special. HBO Max will also be the home of all 10 seasons of the comedy when it gets released in May. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Let's check in with a celebrity.
Welcome to Lego Masters.
I'm Ashley DeVorgan with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Fox's Lego Masters judges, Jamie Berard and Amy Corbett, who shared what they're looking for from these Lego enthusiast contestants on the show.
So we're really looking at their storytelling, their creativity, and their technical abilities. And each challenge pushes them a little bit differently and takes some of the teams out of their comfort zone.
They say the challenges the contestants are taking on will help show off a variety of skills.
And it's really fun because some of these challenges involve the minifigure world, and it's about storytelling and creating a universe. But then there's others that it's about functionality. They need to have something big that's moving, or they make a sculpture that's massive. So it's really testing people's different abilities with the bricks.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure, but it's really important that they come up with a good plan from the start, that they work well as a team, and that they really listen to what the challenge is and what we're looking for so that they can hit those key points with their builds.
Oh my gosh.
Get your brick on!
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
A pro football running back is getting into TV.
Will it be Marshawn Lynch against the androids? The Seattle Seahawks running back is in fact seen in the trailer for HBO's Westworld, set to appear in season 3 alongside actor Aaron Paul. Well, is it just a cameo? According to HBO, Beast Mode is set to have a fun and pretty substantial role this upcoming season as he veers from his football persona. Lynch's participation in the show was originally reported last summer, but it looks like much more than just a blip on the screen. Westworld premieres on HBO March 15th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A prince is teaming up with rock royalty.
Wheel of Fortune fans poking fun of a pair of contestants who lost big, making a questionable guess while trying to solve a puzzle. Marlita Robinson and Nancy Kroll were close to winning a nearly $12,000 trip to Costa Rica when Robinson called out.
Cue?
There is no cue.
The phrase turned out to be exotic and colorful birds. Critics bashing the choice, saying the letter is rarely used. One tweets, exactly what word was she thinking of when she called a Q? Luckily, the friends walked away with $7,300. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And it is Mardi Gras time, of course.
32 years after accompanying his father, the late actor Alan Thicke, singer Robin Thicke will be the honorary Bacchus this coming Sunday to kick off Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. The Blur Line singer was 10 years old at the time of his dad's 1988 turn as Bacchus 20, where he rode along as a page. Beginning at 5:15 a.m. on Sunday, Thicke will continue the family tradition of being a Bacchus, this time bringing along his own 9-year-old son, Julian. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
And of course, that took place yesterday. Yeah.
All right.
At Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And of course, we've been wishing a happy birthday today to the namesake of one of Wichita's great businesses, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Freddy Simon.
Freddy Simon, veteran.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
Right.
Great family running Freddy's.
Yep.
And that he is celebrating his 95th birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to Freddy Simon. Happy 95th.
Happy birthday, Freddy.
All right. Love Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Love those hot dogs. Oh, man. All right, entertainment news brought to you by some more good folks, the folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. And during the month of February, Napoleon's is offering KNSS listeners a sweetheart of a deal. $10 off a service call if you mention Steve and Ted. We're on the last week of February, so if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, take advantage of that. Call Terry, make an appointment, get $10 off. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
844 now, Steve and Ted, and fixing a problem with the Boeing Air Force tanker. That story coming up on the Wichita Business Journal update. On the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.